We're up to Shara B'tochen. We're learning now about the Sibis. Last week we learned about the Shtadlis. 2 weeks ago we learned about last 2 weeks. Machazei. We learned about the Wichtigkeit. Ayidat B'tochen. Come to Tzadik. Come here. Ayidat B'tochen in the Meibishten in his house in Inyan. If you look in Perigimel, do a quick rehearsal. A person Perigimel in Shara B'tochen is in this sefer, which led it right here. Kuf Nun Ches. It's very important because as we're learning, a shape in the picture takes form. So he says, Achagdomis, the Hagdomis. To have B'tochen, there are Hagdom. Hagdom means something you have to know before you get there. Hagdom, Ashibavirudon, but you may vary by B'tochen. You should know B'tochen, but keep him Chomish. There's five Hagdomis. I remember learning this the first time. It was a little confusing to me. What's going on a bit, but the clarity is really very, very, very geschmack. In that, in Perik Beis, he establishes, if you remember, Perik Beis establishes that the Lord have a tochen in Bruim, in Nivroim, in a person. He defines in Perik Aleph what is betochen. Betochen means they have nuchas and nefesh because your heart is relying on the one you're trusting to do what he's trusting him to do. That nuchas and nefesh. Even if you're not Roy, he'll do it also. So even nuchas and nefesh. Azach, that you have somebody, you're trusting somebody, you're very nuchas. Before you have it, yeah, such a thing, where does it come from? So Perik Beis tells you, attack you right, in order to have a tochen like this, you have to know about the one you're trusting seven sivis. You have to know that the one you're trusting has averach and chemla to you. You have to know the one you're trusting is involved with your life. You know you're trusting is has chazak. You have to know he's knows how to do it. He's always done it for you. He's doing it right now. Nobody else can help you besides him. Imam gives you a tzir, and they'll do it even if it's not worthy. Oh, as I mentioned, because I trust him. And then he says, by the way, over the pale, if this is what it takes to trust someone, you're stuck in liberty, you can trust. The only trust is Abishta. So that's how he finishes off, and then he says more. He says, if you know by the Abishta these seven things, then there is chayiv. You have a chayiv, you have a obligation to trust him. It's not a brainer. In other words, Dr. Claude, he says, Musuk Mizbeinanza, you have to think about that the Abishta has all these seven David says, Rachman, all these seven years have said. And the Mela, once you know that by David, is his chayiv. He's a chayiv now that you have to have a tochum. Because he ties to the chayiv. So, again, so tochum is a chayiv. So, David wants it when he has a tzara to trust him, he'll get mad at the tzara. So, Eva says, so what's the rhythm? What's the chomish? So, I looked at some Mepharshim, they say that Yishlam, Shleimus, have a tochum. They have to call the Madrigas, and it comes to Madrigas things like I'm not so sure because then once you get into Madrigas, which Madrigas am I? So what's the five? So the answer is that the five you're talking about over here is Taket, to have B'tochen Levish is not enough to have all six. It's not enough to know Perik Beis to have B'tochen Levish. Because by the Abish, they got under the Zach. By the Abish, in order to trust someone, you have to have seven. But the Abish wants a few more things from you. So he wants these seven. That's the first one. The second one he wants, the Abish wants to make sure that your B'tochen is emesdik. You can't be echem bepeh vechem belev. You have to make work on yourself. It should be emesdik B'tochen. And again, everybody's leave is the way he can. It's not come on. And so the second one is Abish wants him, but why? Why? Good question. Because by the Abish there, your B'tochen is going to bring you Yeshua. And if you're talking about Yeshua, David can read your heart, and David still wants it because you're expecting, you're talking trust David to give you. It's also you're talking to give you what you're asking for. Right? How do you think? Then the third one is you can't be mishat of anybody, and so far it's all in the kavanah. What's the fourth and the fifth? That was list to shoot. The fourth and the fifth is the action. Which maisa am I going to do? That's talking in the being when I'm trusting the pale mamish into my life. So the fourth one is, so he said the Bembas is a two-prong, there's a two-step action plan. One action plan is established in Tera Mitzvahs, and which means that the Beterech Hashem tries very hard. He makes Hashgachosei Chazoka, but if Sadusi Gedela to do Rasan Hashem. Why? Because the same way the Beterech Hashem wants is trusting Hashem will give him, the Ebeshi masking with him. Clearly, B'tochen, the Ebeshi means the Ebeshi masking with him, the Ebeshi masking with you. You want something and you have to go, well, how do you know? But you know, we start answering that already. Because you have Hashem, what you want is to serve the Ebishter. You can't serve the Ebishter if you're not gesund, you can't serve the Ebishter. If you have money, you can't serve the Ebishter if you're having tzaddas. You have to serve the Ebishter. If you have a tzaddas, that's the Ebishter. Because, so we made Mamela, that you're Zas Sartid. When you're looking to Ratzon Hashem, it doesn't say you have to do all 613 mitzvahs. The Shlema says not to do all 613 mitzvahs. It means, of course, to do all 613 mitzvahs. But that's not the idea, it's not the serious. This is not doing Ratzon Hashem, doing what Avishai wants. That's the fourth, that's the first step. Second step is, then you can't say, as Rebbe Chai says, B'tach B'Hashem V'asim Tev, you have to say Tev. You have to go and you have to, Shchon Eretz, Shchon Eretz, Re'emunah. You have to go, you have to Sivis. What a Sivis we learned this week, Sivis means that since Avishai works through Sivis, Avishai created the world, Avishai does everything. Avishai works two, after B'ris Elim, Avishai does things directly and does things through Sivis, meaning what we call Teva. He works through Teva. Malachim are called Teva also, he works through Malachim. And Memela, Avishai wants that that you should make that Siba through which he'll send you the Bruch. And the reason why he does it, there are two reasons. One is Bechidna, one is Bita. Avishai wants to test you to see how you're going to do it, and do what Avishai wants, and Bita, you shouldn't be bait. Right? That's what we're up to until now. So what do we know from this? That the Avishai has, when a person goes and does a Siba, he goes out to work for money. He goes to a doctor for help. He's not doing it because the doctor is going to help him. The doctor can't, that doctor didn't get him sick, and the doctor can't heal him. You have to go to the one that got you. You have to go to the Avishai. The Avishai says, Rapi Rapi. And if you want to feel inside, God, I visited this weekend in a sakona, and I showed, he's a rabbi, and I showed him this rotten ferik dalad is klar. Then something writes, if you need to go to a doctor, if you go to the doctor properly, the Avishai will help you. It's a very clear way of saying it. Right there. On top of Kuf Ayin Beis. The same way you're going to say that Briz Vacheli, you have to trust Avishai to get you healthy. This doesn't help you. It's a pelvic exact. The Eibishter wants a person who needs it for. And this, he says, this works also by money and by anything else that you do Sibis for. And here, but here says it very clearly. Then you pay you. You're taking the medicine. You're going to the doctor. You're taking the medicine. And you're doing those things that betivan to push away the sickness. That you're taking it, but you know there's no betachon in the sibba. What are the chances for this? Right away, to give you statistics. What are the chances for this to work, not to work? Believe yiftach, you're not trusting, you're doing what the doctor is saying. And then he says, right? Only because Avishai wants. We're going to trust in the Avishai. You're not paying you, Mecholia, the Avishai will heal him from his sickness. Besiba ubilti siba. So you've got some pelt to convert to him. You're taking the medicine. You go to the doctor. Of the fool will come either through the medicine or build the siba. Like he started out the whole thing. In Perigimel, he said, the Avishai started. After Bria Salem, the Avishai creates the world, gives size to the world in two ways, directly and through many sivas, and we mayla because I receive not the sivas. The Avishai can directly make on us, but we call on us by the four. The Avishai can afford that. We built this on the siva. You're doing a siva, but it's coming this way.
Which siva you pick? You make the chesed. Which siva you pick?
Oh, you can't do that. You can't. You have to do sivas. You have to go to a doctor.
You're supposed to take chesed.
You can't go to which doctor. You got to go to a doctor.
Yeah, but even which the doctor give you to mach, this one a percentage more of a chance to work than this one. Yeah, that's a chesed to do in the siva also.
But he's asking the chesed. You have to know what the not, but the not should not go that chesed.
Right.
Yeah, but the doctor says I'm giving you the medicine, and I don't think it'll help. Then such a doctor should run from the fire. Give me medicine that, and they should help.
They both could work, but there's more of a chance of working.
Yeah. The rabbi told my Zayda he should go to his doctor. What the doctor? We should only talk to him on learning. That's a true story. I'm so nice.
I'll go to you.
Yeah, no. He got that. He went to his doctor to make the gain. No, they didn't learn. I could pardon.
If you don't follow the doctor's instructions.
He says you have to.
Is that your established? Are you established to follow the doctor's instructions?
Yes, you have to ask the doctor, but he's telling the instructions because he is not, because it's for real or because that's the protocol to say. The doctors also, when they tell you things, I have a doctor, I have to be careful what I say. But upon him, you have to listen to the doctor. And you have to listen to the doctor, give him a challah Shabbos for the doctor. But then, Gufa, you have to ask the doctor, like, speaking of medicines, of insurance policies, you have to find out why the doctor's telling you. The stories where the doctor, doctors will tell you to do something, and they themselves are saying it because as they fit mazach. Yes, getting into, I wasn't trying to get into this part of the conversation so much as I want to get the discussion as a. So you have, what do we have over here? We have over here when a person needs something. I want to get this part of the street. And Mr. Shem, we'll talk about it more. But the time always runs away. I want to get to the thing like this. In Betochen, look at this. There's five agdomas. The first one is the foundational about the Avish. There's seven sibas for the Avish. The Avish is a Rachman. The Avish knows what's best for you. The Avish can change it. All the Zachman for states with Avish. The next four agdomas is about you, about the person. The person has to work on his leib shalom. The person has to work. He shouldn't have mishata. The person has to work and doing mitzvahs. And the person has to go to work. He has to go to work. That shifts away from medicine to making money. Okay, making money. He has to go to work. And then you talk later how to go to work. He has to do a siba through which able to send a brach. But it's not the siba. That means the same way you go to the doctor. And you do what the doctor says. And you do minhag ha'ilum. The minhag ha'ilum in this job is to come at this time and finish your sambat to speak. So you have to do it. You can't, I'm coming and knocking on the door, leaving. Vashem Tov does that. You have to go to work. So why am I saying this? Because right now, it was true because I gave a shiur Wednesday night in Agudas Sachem, and I spoke about the elections that happened Tuesday night. I believe my mamash, I know nothing would happen. I didn't know before this. I was not mamash involved other than telling people to go to vote. I can't vote because I'm a fellow. Can't really vote. Okay, I got other people to go to vote. Why? Because that's on the status. But so I want to give my gedanke because what happened Tuesday night, it was very different than what happened last election. But maybe she gave us what we asked for. We went to vote and we got what we wanted. Our good President Trump came in and we saw that Baruch Hashem was very good for you. And David was using him as a siva to make a lot of nisim. And we saw that David. So I want to give a few good answers, maybe a little bit based on my experience, is how to get a disappointment about what happened Tuesday, how to understand the B'chinas B'tochen. That's what I want to take a little bit of the time, and it fits mamish in to what we are learning today. So number one, if I can keep my thought, and after I spoke about it in the Shia, many guys after the Shia came up to me and thanked me. Didn't I tell you what for? But I realized that whatever was said, there was something hit home. Good friend of mine told me also that I should talk about it. That's why I should talk about it there. So mamish over here now also. So here's a maysa. The maysa there. First of all, just as starting off with the tzachas, I was in a place called prison for when Obama got elected in 20 whatever it was, and then when he got elected, and then when Trump got elected in 2016. It was interesting. I never watched television, so how did I know that? I remember Obama's election. There was a lot of yelling and screaming. The prisoners, the 20-year sentences, 40-year sentences, till today I can't make it out. And the yelling and banging on the doors with Simcha, Obama won. No, Rosh Hashanah. If it could have been a kiddush with herring, with a lot of herring, with mashke, but it wasn't. And then by Trump, how did I know Trump won? How did Trump win? It was quiet. It was supposed to be quiet. I didn't even want to look at the screens to see. So we give back, I wanted to hear. I said, I know that my daughter was speaking, whatever. So I didn't want to put any importance on it. So what did you call? They locked us in. You can't look if you want to look anymore. And you still Hassan and Trump won. So this time also, Tuesday night, how did I know it didn't go exactly what people wanted? It was quiet. I didn't get texts and WhatsApp from anybody. Can't shreit this because it's steel. I was a I want to point out a few nekudas that you can see from this whole thing. First of all, what's the bigger disappointment about it? I'm just groping in the dark here, but making me my own feelings. We saw the episode Big Yeshua when came just before. We saw Big Yeshua in Israel. So what happened over here, Mitamol, that we went to do something and we went to work for something and didn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. So this is and I want to point out over here, everybody's always arguing Everybody's always talking about alt is good, everything is good. Alt is good. Yeah. So how can you? You won't have any vandigler. Whatever the Ebrisher does is good. Yeah. And, there used to be a meiser. There's a meiser, but for one Jew, one Hilik Yid, his name was Zushim Anipol. If you want to talk about something about Kabbalah Surim Ba'ava, his name is Zushim Anipol. And the Magid, he was a Talmud of the Zushim Magid. And some of the story is that somebody who came to the Magid and asked him, I think teach him the Avodah of Mibim Kabbalah Surim Ba'ava. He says, go to Zushim Anipol. He was a goy notzum on a tzaddik ayit, and he was a bal yisurim mamish. And so go to him at the Uslan. They came to him and they asked him. He asked him, no, because he also says, your rabbi told me to come to you to ask you be mekabesurim baav. So again, for that, I don't know why he comes to me for. Comes to yisurim. Not the hospitality. Kabel yisurim baav. Today, everybody's Zushu Anipol. I'm mamish astounded. Live in a generation where we have thousands of Zushu Anipols running around, and nobody has any problems. I'll see. Good. Harris Tamais, I think they get a pinch. When they get the pinch, you have an ouch. Yeah. What's really going on? I asked the guy sitting in the shul, I asked him, today I was Wednesday night. Now, what happens if the results would have been different? If the results would have been what you wanted? Yeah. What would be the mood in the shul right now? How would how would your Heidul Hashem Kitev Hazi be expressed?
We didn't know.
And now you're getting to the other side. You'd feel a day before is here. Agilu Yalikus, they wanted something, they didn't got it. The ganze Welt sees, don't mess with the Jews, the God's with us. Now we say from Beurim. What are you talking about? Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't. I'm not arguing. But how come the mood is not the same? The mood is not. Zush Anipol would have been the exact same mood, I can promise you. But it wouldn't make a difference. But by us, it does make a difference. And being that we are not Zush Anipol, and we does make a difference, that's why when something bothers us, the Abishah says, Hub the tough, not make you for good. So we have a job. We have to ask the Abish that we need something, and that what we need is interfering with our ability to be. That's number one. Yeah. So this whole gesprach, when you say the betochen is ein good, when you have betochen is ein good, that the good that you're getting until the good that you're asking for is a good that's hidden. You don't see it. You can't say the hilas of kitev kim chazi. But there's two brachas. There's brach dynamis. There's brach teva meit. There's two brachas. That one bracha. Yeah, either both good. But you'll be saying brach dynamis. Because in our world is this teva meitiv and then dynamis. This game is laila. And this our job is not to think that there is laila, the Abishah went to sleep. In the learning of the Shul Yisrael. Our job is not to think that the second the Shul and something bad is going on, there's some another power took over. As from the Abishah and the Mele, but Atzim is good. But Atzim is good, health tochlish. We need the Golish meat. We live in a world of Golish. We need to have money, we need to have health, we need to have protection. That's what we need to have. So just if you can take the moment and think about this, what's going on now. I mean, it's a few days later. Today's maybe Thursday and that was Tuesday, but the next day, you can almost feel it. The people walking around with different feeling than before. So if you're asking yourself, betochen should be good, it shouldn't be a feeling of a day, it should be a feeling of a win. That's what I want to be. Number one. Number two, as I say, Yidden, I felt this very strongly, and I'm not judging anybody, but by me, it was like this. Who am I to even, but it bothered me. There was such a koch to go out to vote. There was a vote, go out to vote, as if the Jewish vote is going to do something. And I think we spoke about it when Trump won, President Trump, good president. He won. He lost in New York, New Jersey, lost. The Eden went to vote, and back when they voted, didn't vote for Trump. The people got what we asked for. What was the message? We talked about it. The message is, it's not your numbers, it's not your style. That's the Abish, the civility, but David can make it like this. You asked that, you asked, you wanted that the Russia shouldn't come in. And you asked that should come in. So you got it. Aber red sich nicht ein net as a dein keach. One, numbers, and everybody says, well, go to vote, and not enough people are voting, or not a vote. It's not the vote. That's the point. There's a stadlus that comes before the vote. There's a siba, is that what you do in Maisa, and then the stadlus willing to take it. Why was there such a koch? Why was there such a koch to go vote in this election? Because Sapel, because that was happened. I'm not saying to pull you, but if you want to give a look what's going on, you have a Russian Marusha, who openly says he hates Jews, who openly says that he sides with those who say that Israel should be annihilated. Free Palestine is not free Palestine. It's kill all Jews. That's what it really is. Often the hate, and he said it openly. I finished by halting the hate, and that's why he won. That's and I don't believe anybody sitting in this room that's above 50 years old. Not that many, but whoever could have imagined such a thing to happen. Maybe younger also. I can't imagine. New York City, as if leading. It's definitely not an order of nature. This is not the regular thing. It came out of, it came like each of those things. It came fast. It came surprise. And it's here. And what really has to be, we have to realize, was megeton, can we canton, nicht wichtig. Because the Iker Stadlis, the four, Agdoma Revi is the Iker Stadlis. The Iker Stadlis is, tell us not better, the Iker you want, and he won't be able to do anything. He's like a nobody. I'm not trying to say somebody would say to the sofa, I said, but from Satan's side, if you see an army that's coming at a person's living in a city, he's seeing an army, he's coming at you, you have to go out and fight for the army. You can't say the army is coming, but in the gay, the Ebishter does everything. If they come into the city, they can't do anything. Ebishter wants, so we have to lock the door. You lock the door at night, why lock the door for? Because Ebishter wants the timbers, that's why. And if you see that there's a tzara coming, that's from Ebishter. That's why I have to do it. But what is this gang? What's this? About, you know, it just shows you how the Yitzhak can take things that are emun pshuta and give us a delay around against the whole sugya. Don't see anywhere in Hichel Shara B'tochen, if a person sees a danger, he shouldn't be mishtal to take away the danger. And to say, you know, Shara Yichel comes first. After Shara Yichel, there's a lot more Sharim going on over here. If the Abish is everything, so we have to do nothing. So first I fight the ton, nothing to do. There's a Veda, there's Yitzhak, Yitzhara, there's Ra. Our job is to fight against Ra. B'gashim is a Beruchni. So what's this idea? And Abish is fear developed. Abish is fear developed. The way things happen in this world is our Veda. Abish is created that we, our tefillahs, and our mitzvahs and our Avodas Hashem makes a difference. So that's what we have to do. We see a tzara like this, not to get scared, but to realize the betachon now is after you heard this from me before also. Before it happened, to say it's nothing happening, it doesn't make a difference, is wrong. Because you have to daven. Before it's happening, to say that you know for sure it's going to happen, it wouldn't have happened. You know, this also is a modern tzuga. Everything is in the order of nature. Since the polls showed that this Russia is going to win, why wasn't the davening Russia shouldn't win? Because as a poured into the Mahalach of Teva, but he definitely said higher than Teva. I remember I wanted to make a, I called up some of my friends, I don't know if they're here or not. Yeah, one of them is here. I called up, I wanted to make a, I got on the phone with somebody on Shabbos, and I gave him a whole speech. He says, you have to make a robocall. You should make a tefillah that the Mandami shouldn't get in before Rosh Hashanah. Good idea. So then I was told, you can't do it because it's political. And I'm asking, why is it political? I couldn't understand. I've been exactly stunned. But Atzara is coming. And all again, Arumet, we're going to vote. Our vote is going to make a difference. Varaya, we voted before and we won. So the first thing they're showing us, our koyach is not in numbers. Our koyach is in the pair. Our koyach is in davening. Our koyach is in learning. Our koyach is in mitzvahs. But it's not the sibbe. And I've been proving it to you, because when we got what we wanted in 2024, it was not because of our vote. But it was our vote. We made Sibis. It wasn't our vote that did it. It was everybody else's vote. They wish they made happen. That's how it happened. And finally, what I wanted to say about this subject is, as Bata B'tochen, that even though we're talking surrounded by the Shoyim, we have to wake up. We have to wake up, and we have to. B'tochen means exactly number four, Gemar Revika, number Shishis. The real way to understand things is the Alsem the Bei Bishn. That nobody can do anything to us unless the Bei Bishn wants it to happen. Abe Bazei, that we zich over behaven, and they start doing things with the Bei Bishn wants to wake up, and learn from the mistakes from the past. Abisal Truvaton, it changed the way you were before. Weizach Abisal. Weiß ich ein bisschen, und weiß der Ebenste, und man versteht die Frage, ist Zorro, ja, ich sage Zorro, ich sage nicht, ich sage Zorro. The reins of power are being given over to people that hate us. I mean, was all das auch. And so the betochen is, that the reins of power have no power, because the Ebenste runs the world. But the Ebenste tells it in the state, the way betochen works, there has to be a stadless, has to be a chazok, a stadless gedele, to do Ratzon Hashem. That's what I wanted to say. You have to make, We have to start thinking like Eden, and address the Yoni that's in by Avodas Hashem, and Abish is going to protect us. That's what's going to happen. But we have to learn I want to say one more thing about. I went through personally these types of ups and downs. I went to the federal case. I was thrown to prison. Then came the state case. The state case had a tremendous win. The win was Mamish Lamayim Lechateva. I don't know if I told you at the end of the whole thing, Mamish finished with a nes. I was sitting in the courtroom. There was a jury there. It was quickly. There was a jury there. The MS, they had enough charges against me to put me in jail for 775 years. How long did Mr. Shalom live? Okay, it was a little less. Okay, because I said something, that's so bad. Seven.
You went in there at that age. You were born there.
You're sugar the heaven. You can't make the stuff up. Only said, who says that? Chazoyans. Anyways, they wanted a mamish kill him. And the pale, I walked out of there. I didn't walk out of there because the federal case, but I had a big win. Not one case stuck. All the lies I was saying against me came out. If anyone was listening, it came out. And I took it. The way he says in Shabbat Tachon, I was doing Shabbat Tachon then very heavy. That the Abish is with me, even though I lost over here, I won over here. And that's how you're supposed to think. It's what you see, the Abish is with me, and the Abish is taking help from me. And then but from then on, they invited, bam, 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 bam. And the next thing I know, they give me a sentence of 27 years. After such a win. I'm here. What's my point? So what's the next that was going on over there? There was a jury there of six people. I'll say it quickly, it's a good story. So Mamish and Nessa can relive with us again, and then we're going to jump into the safe. I don't know, can you say a person going into a court case, fighting for his life, having lost a case before in the federal case and another case, everybody's thinking I'm going to lose. The enemies are thinking anyways. And I'm dragged for 4 weeks through it. I had a massive Talsam film and I got beat up. I was in the hospital for a week from the clip. It was an amazing 4 weeks. And I'm sitting over there at the end of a whole trial, a grueling trial, and watching a lot of dishes go on. And so I'm sitting here, let's say, the jury's across over there. The judge was sitting here. And everybody's sitting over here. And so I'm missing the jury. So one of the jury people got knocked out because she was driving her car and she got stopped and she was found with drugs. So she can't be a juror. So they knocked her out. So now you need six. She had six jurors. There are seven people now sitting there. Seven people sitting there. So at the end of the trial, it was Thursday afternoon. At the end of the trial, then the jury goes in for deliberations. So the judge now has to send one out because they take two. They when they need six, they put two in case something else happens. If somebody falls out, they have an extra juror. So the sixth day, I know who the extra guy is. They themselves don't know who it is. I did know because I was part of the thing. The guy who was there was the guy's name is Hart. Hart, that's the number. An African American sitting over there, and the state was sure that he is on their side. All right, yeah. Here's what happened. The judge is about to say thank you. He said, thank you very much for sitting here. I'm going to send out one of your jurors. I want to thank you very much because I know we need six. I told you the chatchil is only one. And before he can say that the guy, you're out, one of the guys that was in started choking. If you would have took this on a camera, this would be like, You can't explain this. He stopped. So everybody stops. Everybody out. The jury goes out. There's a buzz. You see, I'm sitting over there and wondering, from the Abish, what's going on. The judge comes back in and he says, oh, the guy said there must be something in his food. He feels better. So if he didn't get the chidur than this, they bring it. He starts his speech again. And before he finished speech the second time, the guy starts choking again. He was a chubby guy. He's a farmer guy. The tea was so funny also. So right there, now, you're sitting in there, you see the Abish is in front of you. I mean, you don't know what it is yet, but your mama see the Abish in front of you. At least that's what I was feeling. And then it starts a buzz. The judge comes back in. And the judge says, listen, I can send the guy out on Thursday. He says, it's okay. But if this guy is like a sick, and I'm sending the other guy away, and they start deliberations and he can't finish, you're going to start this case again. What are we doing? So the state and the defense team that was working for me, one of the guys on my team over there says to them, Vesbos, Let's keep seven. It doesn't say anything like keep less than six. But the seven begrechim, let's keep all seven to finish. If a guy eats a chokes again, that's my limiter. The state agreed. The state, the chavavais in the nest, because they, and they're not foolish people, and they're watching this guy for the last 3-4 weeks was sure that this he's good for them.
Yeah.
This guy, rich guy, he was hurting miners, but they said, I'm the house, for sure. His name is Quentin Hart. Okay. They told him, okay, you're staying. They go out Friday for deliberations. I had a whole nest Friday. I'm not going to it. I saw about this mice on Friday. Monday, I came back. I'm sitting over in the cell. I was actually sitting with papers of Shabbat Tachem. I'm told that the jury came back with the answer. Now, once they came back with a guilty plea, I say it's by the federal case. They came back. I came up there. I sat down next to my lawyer. The lawyer takes out a pad and he starts writing. They started at 9,311 charges and they got it down to 67. That's not tough. So he starts writing numbers from 1 to 67. I give him a hit on his hand. What shripes do? He wants to know with each count. I'll be guilty, not guilty. So Hashem was a diagonal. It's all not guilty. See, you're confident. They came in and it was not guilty. And the place is given. And the judge started for emphasis for the state. He starts saying, "Was had the case that you brought? I want to tell the judge, Your Honor, why don't you sit here? I'll go out and have the case. What's submit me? I'm not guilty. You got it? I obviously didn't say it. But pray, I couldn't go home because I was still. I want to bring out. I had highs. After such a meiser, yeah, this is time a meiser, not guilty. It was mamish meiser. Listen, this guy was later elected to be the mayor of that city. He does this. They just paid him back. Quentin Hart, yeah, that's it. He becomes our mayor from the whole city. Yeah, as a meiser. Meiser shuvu kachu. So, what I want to say is, just because you had now a meiser on Tuesday, you think, I never got off for the Eibush to reveal betochen. Betochen, nochamol betochen, mol betochen. Don't say, you had a good day, everything is good. You had a bad day, mit amol vestinish, the bich reisi, the Eibush amol mit mir, when the Eibush is sich helfen. But if I had a harder day today, I have to have bavna bissel baser, not a bissel baser. I have to get closer to the Eibushter. And kachave. A few years later, the Eibush made a nest, and their president became a president. And a year later, the Eibush used him to get me out of jail. The Eibush turned the whole world over to get some matra bashka out of jail. I like that. He did a lot of other things, but that's a meisim. That's got some meisim b'tach. Let's jump in and then a little shabbat. So the meisim and dinsta, but at least these lessons that I share with you, I think is very, very, very important to remember. It's we're not numbers. The only reason we go to vote is the Eibush that wants us to vote. The Feidish, they want to vote. The halachish chanor chadav yisur. All the rabbonim begdin with the shashiva say he went to vote. But it's not the vote. The same koch would have been zakan lachapitul tilim, the massive rabbim, two epes azach, the shayim are coming to take over the town. Nah, we get voting, That's an archaic. We're the smallest nation in the world. Where do we think we have numbers? We see more than a million. I have here more than a million. Wow, it's big stuff, big stuff. Okay, let's go. Let's go now. We're up to in. So this fits very much in our share today. How come, Tom? Sometimes you see that it's not exactly how I said it is, and the answer for it. So if you look over here, he says on the end at Kuf Samagdal, he says that if a person is going to pass the test. Yeah, go. Let's learn three lines from the top. Look around. Right. If a person is magbir his aveda from the Eibushter and he chooses to have Yiras Hashem and he trusts in him, and his aveda Hashem and his worldly things, and he removes himself from those things hamagunim that the case of the safest is both. I say tevim sumira leiva b'mnucha. He's not there yet, you see. He's just is look what the yita of a shalva and does go to those things that shalva is looking for peaceful times. The yasiyah ayetzer, the yitzhar doesn't get him, but the yipus bechishve elam. He doesn't become enchanted in chishve elam. You know what chishve elam is? I'm gonna tell you a quick story. This can't get better than this. There was a guy in the place called prison. I told you, there's a guy. And I can't remember his face, but it's a gracious face. So this guy was a worker and lived around here in Lakewood somewhere, he told me. I never imagined myself living in Lakewood, but he knows from Lakewood. And he tells me that he works for EMT. He was a Tullah member in the Goyish in Nusach. He was a Tullah member. And why is he in jail? He wasn't passing through. In jail, you come, you bring you either for real or for fake. He killed a person. He killed him a very, 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 very... sadistic way. Akoponim, they gave him two life sentences, a must have whatever. And he's so, but he did have some mamish mice in the bowl. He told me he did it. So I was shocked. One day, I was shocked. How in the world were you able? How you kill someone? Because he used to save lives. And as a part time, he used to work in EMT. So he says to me, I don't know. It was an interview. I remember he told me, I don't know. I got angry at the guy and I acted out something that I saw on TV. Yes. That was all explanation. He acted on something you saw on TV. Today, the whole the whole watching TV and watching was dated on it. You watch things, mamish demienis, and you think big thing. I saw it, but it makes an effect. You act. Sometimes you start doing things. You're acting out things you see. And he said, "We don't believe it's the chesvelo. We start with all of Terech Hagigul Vasibur Bavos Tapi." Says the Beir Vachia, "If you pass the test and you're not bayit, the Eberster will take away from you the Terech Hagigul Vasibur Bavos Tapi. Because these two things are bechina vabeita bateiva. Because you're past the test, you're not bayit bateiva." The Eberster will not make a tzaddik hunger. Now, learning this a few times, the question, first was a statement. It's a statement. I get there, this is, before you do the speech in the morning, you have to make a bracha, shabachabon, and it's a statement. And he tells you, as they, with the ganzen, keyach from the rishon, as if this is the only reason why you have to do a sibus, and if you pass the test bechina b'ita, you're good. You don't have to do the sibus. Now starts a whole question. He opens a whole question that he could have avoided if he didn't say. So first of all, you see over here the importance of saying the truth. You have to know things where they are. The reason the emes we see is on sweitens mamish al matzav. Now you have to know this. He's answering a different question. He's answering a question that everybody has. We look at the world, we say every day, and the Taylor says how it's supposed to be. I just told you the Taylor how it's supposed to be. So he addresses the question. He's not afraid to ask the question, not because he has the answer. But the kasha frekter about wissen afraz a kasha. What the teretz is? The teretz made up for a kasha. But you have to. And what's the kasha? How come you see? And nachmer the fact that tzaddikim leizamim tarpum tzaddikim don't get the teretz unless they go work hard. Why should they? They pass the test and not pay it. And fakert. You see, v'rab not all. V'rab anshel averis. Bishol. What's happening over there? You just the chayim b'tevelim. Is that the and they're going good? Neymar, so what's the answer? Is there something? First of all, you have to know this is a very wichtig thing. In growing up, this helped me a lot. I was born in Tovshin Chof, I think. Somewhere there. Okay. And there was a big world before me. And a lot of questions that I found out when I was younger, I'm ashamed of fact. So, how's the kasha? Don't think you discovered America. They asked the question and they stayed in the VM and they said Chassidim. There's the question. Mahamdada said, look, it brings a series of psukim, very, some psukim are even stronger than other psukim. It's actually Chaptashrek. Chaptashrek means in English. It's a frightening thing over there, these psukim. How come you see a Russian Marusha comes out of nowhere and becomes a mayor? How come I see this? They're having a great time. This is in Tilim. He says, it doesn't look the same. Was it for nothing? It's for nothing that I worked so hard to make my hands clean and become a Tardika person. That doesn't look the same. Like a machal kiv later, those are tested davish and they got saved. Barbe beze. Achniach hanavi. Here's the answer, guys. What's the answer? What's the answer? And this answer is an answer that gives an answer to this question that gives a tremendous chizuk you should know in life. You have to say that's what you have to learn inside. You have to learn, look at the words that he uses. Achniach hanavi atshuva bevedaze. The navi means Meisha Rabbeinu. Everybody's asking the questions. What's the answer? Zakter the navi at nishgi gama enfer. Why? Because the Siba, the Ila, from every one of the Tzaddikim that are being Nifchan, you see, use the word Nifchanim, right? They're getting tested. Remember what we said before, the reason why you have to go to work is because of Bechirna Beit, there's a test going on. So, Sabisan, as I learned this, there's a Tzaddikim right in Nifchan, there's a special test for Tzaddikim. If a person finds himself in such a massive, where he wonders, how come this is going on? Why is the tzara going on? So the vision is also part of the bechina, and the sign is also a bechina. And if chonim uses the exact same word, the reason for every tzaddik, if he is not getting what it says in Teda right away, so the vision is a bechina also. This is not happening. Chas v'shalom, because last day, last day, forget atzut on poli. David says, "Hashem for tzaddik." And the male of Echad and Hashem Shem Betevil Mazah is Zulas Ilas Acher. Here is the Gvalt of Vart Nechizik. Every reason why one person has one life and a person has a different life is because each one has a different, there's a reason for each difference. In other words, it's not, the Beish Rabbeinu could not have given you a general reason that applies to generally to all people, because there is no general reason. Every single person has their particular avodah that they have to do. Every single person has their particular cheshech and their particular bechina they have to pass. See mitzad the previous Google, see mitzad the avodah in this world. There's a job to do. And that's why each person has his reason. So that he can give an answer. So what's the chizik vart over here? The chizik vart is, these are mamish memories of learning to Shabbatach in the physical prison. This particular one. He's sitting in a prison. Why is my life going the way it goes? There's no, every person has their reason. There is a purpose. The Eibush, every Nisoyan's purpose is to bring Kedusha into a matzav. The Nisoyan is a matzav which demands an answer. It's Akasha. Akasha is a helam. Akasha means it's blocking the Eira Teira Eira Hashem. It doesn't allow. The Akasha demands to say, or tries to say, Yebazei, what it says in Teira is not true. And you—that's what you're faced with, really. So you're the reason why you're faced with this, because the Eibush wants you. You are ready to be strong in your mood, like Avraham Avinu, like Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and to say, "Ichamish ken emfer of the Eibush is emes, the chul of the Eibush devil." That's what it is. The Eir is emes, or to find an answer. And that's Zul is that if you know, a lot of times people come to themselves up. Why can't my life? Like, you might have a famous story. I have a story a long time. I was getting a lot of mail from there was a week physics. We're getting a lot of mail, and. And the one time a guy came over to me, so I told him myself, and this is one of these stories that only the Ebbets can put together. A guy comes over to me with a tiny, why am I taking away everybody's mail? So I told him a tiny, I couldn't understand, because it was like a stunt, and I wanted to walk away. This behemoth, if I walk away from him, but the so I had to prove I didn't take anything away. I showed him every letter. My name is on the Bazox to me. I'm taking away, and he's not satisfied. I realized he had a platifera shot. I don't really, I'm still today, I have no idea what he wanted, but I know what's coming up for me. So I got into it. I told him, you should know every single day. I think I'm getting out of here. I know I'm getting out of here. But if tomorrow I'm not even here, I trust in God. And therefore, tomorrow doesn't mean the same mail is coming in. I'm not taking anything. My mail is going with me. So my mail is going with me. So the last mail is coming in. I said it in English slowly, and he still didn't get it. So I have to wait to explain to him. So I took out a letter as I was going through my letters that I had to show him all that my name is on it. I realized one of the letters were written in Yiddish. So yeah, I felt safe. I think English he wouldn't be able to read either, but I wanted to be safe. So I take it out and I say to him, see, I wanted to distance him from my mail. So he shouldn't be jealous. And if I got a magazine or something, he can read it. If a mail can't read my mail. So can you read my mail? Because it's my mail can still explain it. It's for me, not for you. It's not shaykh to you. He left. I realized it was going to be a fight over. I went up to the guard, and the guard gave me permission. And since then, Panama went to pick up my mail. Panama. But for weeks, I was wondering, what's the message? And this will help me. Everybody's Zulas Ach. He says over here, Everybody's Beishar Rabbeinu can't give you a reason why the tzaddik is going through his test and why the rosh is going through his test, because everybody's test is different. Everybody's life is different for that reason. What's taich? What's the male? Everybody going through a difficulty in life has the exact same question. It's a different nuance, but the exact same question. Why can't my life not be like any? You find somebody doesn't have that problem, whether it be in any field you're struggling with. A guy sees, you always hear this from older boys or girls that they can't take it. They go down the street and they're not married yet, and their friend is already pushing a carriage with five kids. So they want to make it bigger. And they can't look at it. They can't come to a seder because everybody's sitting with the family and they're single, right? What are they really saying? They're saying, why can't my life be like that? At that time, yeah. I went to a place called prison. I also had a question top of my mind. Why can't my life not be? My family was outside. My friends were outside. I was stuck in this mental institution. So this mom gave me a lot of chizik. It's when I realized my life is my mail. I told the goy, you can't get my mail. If Emunah means that the Abish put you in this spot, Emunah means you got here because Abish put you here. That's not like any other reason. You got that mail. The Abish sent you, Shalom Barucha, I need you to be here and act like you're over here. That's your bit. This, the Bechina is happening with you right here, right now, like this. Your Bechina is different than the guy's Bechina. And it was such a thing for me, like, you can't believe it. Because, I can't believe it. I mean, that's what he's saying over here. He's saying, if you can understand your life as a Beis Hashem, and he says this that the reason why it's going like this for you, the way life is supposed to be, is the reason you have to go for serious is begin the brief. That's sure. But there's another cheshbon going on over here. There's another cheshbon going on. There's an avodah that you have to do, nobody else can do. And every person has that. Every person has to get married to who they get married to, has to have the children they have. With all the shayness that come along with it, it's avodah. There's a shayness. The shayness is more stronger than avodah. So a person is going through an assayin, he has to know. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not write down the either, because everybody has a different either. I found that this is not just another, it's not a push-away answer. It's a gewaltige deep answer he's saying to you. So it's really interesting what's left is.
I was interested with them probably a year. You still might have another Nesina and you're not going to read.
No! So if the Abish knows the Cheshbon, that means the way it's Uyishtelt, so that's the Dikim have it easy. Those Sadiqim that have it easy have the questions.
There'll still be in the same, you will get with you here.
Because the way it's Uzgestelt is that Bitzad the Inya, why the Ibishta wants a person to do Sibis, it begins with it. And that's why if it goes away, you get it. But if you're that person, not everybody, if you're that person that has another job, then if you get a beginner of a hardship, even though you're acting like a tzaddik, it's to be something. That's a problem. That is part of there's another test going on over here. There's a third path over here for them. And that that watch was fast. I have 6 minutes. I have an accurate watch, but I want to go over here. Again, the trial today I was told is excellent, very good, and it's fresh and good. So Mela, it's not something to wait for. Again, here Alzad Ba'omre, today. So what do you? But how does Mishnah Ben say this? Mishnah Ben says like this: Anastares Hashem Elokeinu. That's what's hidden is not for you to think about. The Zaynishkin philosopher. Anastares Elokeinu. The Nigla is not over there. That was made after Matan is not Nigla. That's what Meshav Ben says. David is a rock and a called of Mishpat, that you have to know. We are four people that want to understand. And to give you a little bit of a taste of where you can find areas to for yourself to be able to get a little bit of this intellectual understanding of what's going on, he gives you five mahalchim. Again, he says it's not that tight. You can have five mahalchim that can fit everybody. There's five mahalchim, but you should know really everybody has their own reason. What's the mahalchim? Mahalch number one. Why? What's the reason why sometimes? The tzaddik will have a mania in his damas tarpe at yitachal of yibachum bay. Yeah, he's a yibachum bay. Again, that's yibachum bay. Why will the tzaddik have a mania in his damas tarpe till he has to be teirach and yibachum bay after mania of his godma? It's possible he hadn't avoided before. Mez chayil be part of many all of some. There's a chiyuv. David wants to take it from him now. That's one reason. Everybody likes this reason very much. Everybody busy talking about the Vefshlus Gesundig from Finnish, but he keeps on going. But yeah, she has another reason. She al derech tmura b'elamabo that the Eibishter faket. The Eibishter wants a person to have a bigger ilam habo or faster ilam habo, so he gets rid of the problems in this world. But she also the tichvah hazach to give you more in the world to come. So even tmura, he's exchanging. Really, he would give you good in this world. And he's meneya from you, not that person. He's meneya from the person to go to this world because he's going to give you good ilam habo. And I can learn later, he brings the chasm ilam habo forever. Ilam habo is the chmishtei that's it's a good that nobody ever saw. What's the question? Okay, so that's another thing. So you should know that you're getting to the world of the cup. Oh, now you're getting busy. Now he's getting serious. Serious, I mean to say, because the first two is Sai Amaisimit cleansing. If I want to say quickly, the Alter Rebbe Baltanya says that Begalta Gemara and Gata Tshuva, he says like this. He says, and the sun moves across the sky thousands of miles very fast. Yeah. And it makes a tail, it makes a shadow over here. So shadow is absence of light. And the sun has to move very much up there to make one little movement down here. Right? He uses a muscle that so backwards also, one little movement down here has a tremendous effect up there. See, being a person going to Yisurim, so you know that one little union of Yisurim down here, he forgot to put something in his pocket. The Mailer ain't safe, so it makes a lot, it's a nice muscle to understand why a little bit down here has a big effect over there. Not only is he's giving in this world, a little bit of here has a lot up there. The muscle you can see, person, there was a geometry. A little move down here, the sun, it takes from the sun and the shadow. The sun has to move. A little movement down here is a lot of movement over there. So that's what he says, uses that motion. And then, this is a very important thing. Now he's giving you a whole different reason. And this reason is every person can take themselves. It's possible that Abish is using the tzaddik to be a teacher. It has nothing to do with punishing him. Now it could be, by of course, of this, Abish is paying more. Abish can give more for that. But Abish wants to give, he wants a teacher. He wants a person that people can see is a tzaddik. And he's having difficulty in his life. And he's still acting like a tzaddik. He doesn't throw it away because he has that. So they, who are not acting good, get a cook. This guy's a tzaddik and he's having hardships. And he's as a chasavakamba, I have to be like that also. So
that's what you want. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. But I remember this Nakuda, the Abish that a person can look at their life. That's why it's so important to realize your life is not about you, it's about Abish. That's the key. And a person, I can't even be talking about being Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem, Eved is not about himself, Eved is about his other. And that's where the third example here fits in perfectly. The Eved is, at my this week's passion, I can't see someone to talk about that. The Eved is not, all the tzaras start when you start thinking, was vilich, what I like, what I don't like. And that's, if I can say this, is the biggest danger with these therapists, is the Gresta Sakona, because this is the planting into our Jewish kids, is busy with yourself. Busy yourself, how you feel about it, and how you feel and what happened to you and to you and to you and to you. And I have a Gvaldika story to tell you about Shalom Bias. I made a big Shalom Bias this week. I'm in it seriously. And I use the Rabbeinu Yehini, Shalom Tshuva. If you want to hear it, I'll tell you the story in a few minutes. If you want to hear it, after mine. And V'yashiyeh l'resha anshi deirei. And it could be that So the Ebishter again wants to teach not the resha anshi deirei. And then finally he says, the last one is yes. It's possible that that sometimes a person is not going out, he's not teaching everybody else. So maybe she wants to wake him up to go and teach. Maybe she talks about a lot about teaching everybody else. Talk about your past, still possible. I have to wait for previous. How was that better? Yeah.